with SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Much of President Trump's agenda is facing legal challenges and could soon be headed for the U.S. Supreme Court.
During the early months of his second term, the president has pushed the boundaries of executive power, and his actions could dominate the Supreme Court's upcoming docket. Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs, the crackdown on immigration, and his attempt to fire a Federal Reserve governor are all making their way through the judicial system. The nation's highest court, which has a 6-3 conservative majority, has already handed major wins to the Trump White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Copyright concerns are mounting as an AI company learns.
The artificial intelligence company Anthropic has agreed to pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit by book authors who claim the company took an estimated 500,000 pirated copies of their works to train its chatbot technology. If approved by a judge as soon as tomorrow, the landmark settlement could mark a turning point in legal battles between AI companies and various fields of creative professionals who accuse the companies of copyright infringement. George Williams reporting.
Tesla is asking its investors to approve a proposed compensation package for CEO Elon Musk.
In a regulatory filing, Tesla says if approved by shareholders, Musk would be handed shares worth as much as 12% of the company in a dozen separate packages if the electric car maker meets certain performance targets, including massive increases in car production, share prices, and operating profit. It could make Musk the first trillion-dollar executive. The payoff is in shares and not cash. Those goals are extreme. In one case, Musk would have to convince investors in the stock market Tesla is worth $2 trillion in total, double what they value it today. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center is studying religious decline.
And he reports that the first step in a country's turn toward being more secular is when people stop going to church. A new paper published in the journal Nature Communications using Pew data indicates that when worship service attendance drops, it eventually leads to people deciding that faith is less important in their lives. And finally, it leads to the abandonment of religion altogether. Here in the U.S., church attendance has been declining for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Since 2015, more than 1,300 residents at homeless shelters around the country have trained to run half marathons through Up and Running Again. It's a nonprofit that uses faith and running to promote personal transformation. Pastor Bruce McAvoy, who serves as a volunteer coach for the program, says the idea is to use running and friendship as tools for transformation. This is SRN News. An author, Christopher Scalia, is concerned about the decline of fiction reading in America. So he's out with a book titled 13 Novels Conservatives Will Love, But Probably Haven't Heard.
When you speak to conservatives about fiction they like because it expresses conservative values or ideas, we tend to talk about the same handful of books. And most of those books are very good, but we're so focused on that small selection, I think we've lost sight of kind of the great literary tradition that's at our disposal.
Scalia, who appeared on the Salem Radio Network, says great fiction is a source of beauty and beauty is good. A global study of over 100,000 young people say owning a smartphone before age 13 is tied to poor mental health in early adulthood. The study found that 18 to 24-year-olds who had their first smartphone at age 12 or younger were more likely to report suicidal thoughts and low self-worth. More details at SRNnews.com.